This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Massive protests in the streets of Kyrgyzstan took a deadly turn today. Police opened fire on demonstrators in the capital, Bishkek. Estimates of the dead range from 40 to over 100, with many more wounded. The opposition protesters have stormed government offices and seized control of a state television channel. The protests began yesterday in the Central Asian state and have spread widely. NPR's David Green is following the story from Moscow. And David, what's the latest? What can you tell us?
Well, this really has been spiraling and gaining momentum, Melissa. As of yesterday, it seemed like there were perhaps some isolated protests around the country. There had been some opposition leaders arrested by the government of President Kurmanbek Bakiyev. Opposition groups were angry about that. They stormed one regional government building. There were reports that they took a regional governor hostage. And then we got to today, and things really spread to the capital, Bishkek. The crowd outside the main government building and the city square started to grow. There were at first rubber bullets being fired by police, and then it appeared real gunshots. And I spoke to one person earlier in the day who told me on the phone that he had been in the main square and saw a body being pulled away out of the crowd by fellow protesters, blood covered. And then we started hearing reports of these numbers of dead growing and growing. And so the scene has just exploded as the day went on.
And among the main complaints, I gather, among the protesters and the opposition are corruption from the presidential level on down and economic troubles overall.
Economic troubles seem very significant. It's the perfect storm. This is an impoverished country. And interestingly, a lot of migrant laborers from Kyrgyzstan crossed the border into Russia and got work. That money came back home and helped to support the economy as best it could. A lot of those migrant laborers lost jobs in Russia, which is another country that's been struggling. That the money sort of dried up. Meanwhile, this government, which people view as corrupt, raised prices on utilities, and people were angry about that, and it just became the perfect storm. But people told me today that as angry as they were, they hadn't been planning to take to the streets, but as we see, they sure are now.
It's interesting, too, David, because President Bakiyev came to power 5 years ago after what's called the Tulip Revolution, street protests, much as we're seeing now. Have the same people who supported Bakiyev then now turned against him?
Yeah, it's so interesting because that's really the sense of disappointment, because 5 years ago, President Bakiyev was helping to lead the Tulip Revolution, talking about ending corruption in government. And now some of those very complaints are what's being lodged against him. I think it's probably too simple to say that the same people who supported him have turned against him. There were already some doubts about him when he came to power. And also, I can't say enough how this seems to be about the economy. I think it's so widespread. You might have people who supported him or didn't 5 years ago. They're just so frustrated today. And I spoke to one person in Kyrgyzstan who said, when you get paid $50 a month and have to pay an $80 utility bill, things just aren't working out well for you. And there's a lot of frustration.
David, there are a lot of rumors swirling around right now. Is there a sense that this government is about to fall or indeed has already fallen in Kyrgyzstan?
We do have one report from Reuters, Melissa, that says that the government has actually resigned, has agreed to resign and step down, and that the opposition has taken control. What that would mean, who would actually be in power, still a pretty open question. There were rumors throughout about whether the president was still in power. It's been very fluid, and there have been some reports throughout the day from Russian news agencies that the government had indeed fallen, and we might be getting a period of uncertainty, a period of instability, and some new leadership.
And from a U.S. perspective, David, what is the strategic importance, if any, of this small Central Asian state?
Uncertainty is the last thing the United States wants. It's been an interesting relationship. A lot of Islamic militants came across the border back in 1999, 2000. Kyrgyzstan was not happy about that. And so when the United States went into Afghanistan to fight the Taliban, they offered up their country for the U.S. to use as a base. But last year, they threatened to take the base away. The U.S. put up money to keep it. So I think for the United States, it's an important base of operations for the war in Afghanistan. We know the last thing the United States wants is to have a base in a country that is incredibly unstable politically.
It's NPR's David Green in Moscow talking about the deadly protests in Kyrgyzstan. David, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Melissa.